From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news read by Andy Romdoni. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo reminds people to get vaccinated before joining Eid Exodus. The Army's warship to secure ASEAN summit in Labuan Bajo. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has reminded people to get primary COVID-19 vaccine doses and booster doses before joining the 2023 Eid al-Fitr Exodus to prevent the transmission of COVID-19. He also remarked that primary and booster vaccine doses are crucial to maintain people's immunity amid the high mobility during the 2023 Eid Exodus. President Joko Widodo drew attention to an increase in COVID-19 cases in the last few days. However, Indonesia's daily count of COVID-19 cases has not surpassed the safe limit set by the World Health Organization. The Indonesian Armed Forces, TNI, has planned to deploy warships in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara, to maintain security at the 42nd ASEAN Summit on May 9th to 11th, 2023. This was disposed by Chief of TNI Admiral Yudo Margono. He also pointed out that arrangements regarding the placement of defense equipment and terrain conditions in Labuan Bajo had been discussed in a recent meeting. Earlier, during the 42nd ASEAN Summit security meeting at the TNI headquarters on Monday, Admiral Margono instructed military top brass to ready emergency response plans to anticipate possible security risk during the international event. The Indonesian government calls on the importance of the international community to ensure that all the rights of Palestinians are respected and fulfilled amidst the Israeli occupation of that country. This was affirmed by Director General for Asia Pacific and Africa of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Abdul Qadir Jailani, in a dialogue on the Israeli-Palestinian issue, which was held online by Nahdlatul Ulama and the Indonesian International Islamic University on Thursday. He also emphasized that based on international law, all forms of Israeli occupation are illegal. Therefore, Indonesia is not in a position to accept any approach that will justify the Israeli occupation and deny the rights of the Palestinian people. Jambi University is ready to accept 10 students from ASEAN countries and send 10 students from University of Jambi to several ASEAN countries through the Southeast ASEAN Ministries Ulang. To several ASEAN countries through the Southeast ASEAN Ministers of Education Organization. This was said by head of UPT International Services UNJA, Sri Wahyuni in Jambi on Thursday. Previously, there were 18 students studying at UNJA who came from Myanmar, Malaysia, Thailand, Pakistan, Yemen, and Gambia. Rector of Jambi University, Professor Sutrisno, attended the C Teacher Student Exchange Summit in Thailand some time ago. He said that there are some objectives to conduct the C Teacher Student Exchange Summit, such as sharing and studying innovative initiatives and approaches from pre-service student teacher exchanges implemented by institutions during the COVID-19 pandemic. A team from the King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center, also known as KS Relief, met recently with Major General Elect Olivier Andriakaja, Director General of the National Office of Risk and Disaster Management of Madagascar, along with other senior officials to discuss the latest situation regarding humanitarian and relief affairs in the African country. The Saudi team announced that Riyadh will provide $2 million worth of food aid to Madagascar. Andriakaja also expressed his gratitude to the Saudi leadership for providing aid to the needy. He added that the kingdom was the first to initiate the provision of food aid to those affected by cyclones in the country. South Korea and Kazakhstan agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in key minerals and major infrastructure projects on Friday. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy said that Minister Lee Chang-yang met Kazakhstan's first Deputy Prime Minister Roman Skliar in Seoul to discuss the bilateral ties. The ministry said Minister Lee Chang-yang noted the success of the partnership in the Central ASEAN countries' infrastructure and energy projects led by the Deputy Prime Minister before requesting attention for South Korean companies seeking to win new contracts in the country's energy and material sectors. The officials also took note of the new record set bilateral trade last year, reaching $6.5 billion last year, as the two sides mark 30 years of diplomatic ties. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, according to a press statement from the Finance Ministry, has projected Indonesia's economy as one of the most solid economies amidst a global slowdown. The IMF revised its economic projection for Indonesia from 4.8% to 5% in 2023 and a 2024 outlook at a quite healthy 5.1% in the April 2023 edition of its World Economic Outlook. Head of the Finance Ministry's Fiscal Policy Agency, Febrio Kacaribu, said on Friday that the increase in economic growth projections by the IMF shows that Indonesia is still one of the bright spots in the midst of uncertain global situation. That was the news.
Thank you. Today's commentary is on China asks Japan to correct the 2023 Diplomatic Blue Book. The Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs presented the Diplomatic Blue Book 2023 at a cabinet meeting Tuesday, April 11. As quoted from NHK, the Blue Book mentions the relationship between Japan and China as an important bilateral relationship, but the report also described China posing its greatest strategic challenge in terms of strengthening an international order based on the rule of law. The reason refers to China's foreign attitude as well as recent military actions. The report said Japan should work with allies when dealing with China. China responded to this Diplomatic Blue Book report with quiet, firm statements. The Chinese authorities asked Japan to immediately correct the contents of the Diplomatic Blue Book, which named China a threat and positioned it as a greater strategic challenge. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin in Beijing on Tuesday, as quoted by Republika, said China firmly opposes Japan's discrediting China by calling it a threat. He urged Japan to correct the statements deemed seditious, and stop creating a confrontation block. Wang added, if Japan still wants to build a constructive relationship with China, Japan should stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Japan needs to pay attention to the Chinese protests. If not, it could disrupt the agreements that are being built by the two countries to maintain regional peace and stability. One of them is the agreement to build a defense communication channel. The two countries, in the midst of a visit by Japanese Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi to China on April 1st and 2nd, agreed to establish a direct line of defense communication. The aim is to strengthen both parties in managing and controlling maritime and air crises, as well as helping to maintain regional peace and stability. Relations between China and Japan are often strained. It is hoped that the 2023 Diplomatic Blue Book report will not create new tensions that can disrupt the relations between the two countries. Because, after all, better relations between the two largest economies in Asia are considered important for regional stability. Both parties must respect each other, increase understanding, and put aside mistrust in order to create a peaceful and conducive situation. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with April the 14th, 1909, Wurt Schaeger's Disease Day. Every year on April the 14th, Wurt Schaeger's Disease Day is observed to raise awareness of Schaeger's disease. Schaeger's disease is a parasitic disease that affects more than 6 million people worldwide. Wurt Schaeger's Disease Day was first observed on April the 14th, 2020. On May the 24th, 2019, the World Health Assembly approved a proposal for Wurt Schaeger's Disease Day. Schaeger's disease is also known as American trypanosomiasis. The name Schaeger's is taken from the name of Carlos Justiano Schaeger's, a Brazilian doctor who discovered this disease in 1909. Schaeger's disease is slowly progressing infectious disease that is transmitted to humans from a parasite called trichomine insect. Turning to 1912, the RMS Titanic hits an iceberg in the North Atlantic Ocean. The British super passenger ship RMS Titanic hit an iceberg in the North Atlantic Ocean on April the 14th, 1912 at around 23:40 local time. The incident sank one of the largest ships of its time and killed 1,514 passengers. The Titanic sank while carrying out its maiden voyage from Southampton, England to New York on April the 15, 1912. After hitting an iceberg and tearing the ship's hull and tearing 5 of its 16 watertight compartments. The Titanic sailing accident became the darkest The Titanic sailing accident became the darkest maritime disaster of its time. This is because the super magnificent ship was not supported by lifeboats that could carry all the passengers. The Titanic reportedly only had 12 lifeboats capable of carrying 1,178 passengers. In fact, the number of passengers on the Titanic itself was recorded as being around 2,000. I'll end today in history with April the 14th, 1989, car bomb explosion in Sri Lanka. A car bomb exploded in Trincomalee, Sri Lanka on April 14, 1989. As a result of the bomb explosion, 38 people died. The car bombing incident in Sri Lanka was one of a series of terror incidents that occurred in 1989. Apart from Sri Lanka, Colombia and Lebanon were among the countries that were part of the car bombing terror in 1989. That was today in history.
Every time you are in trouble, I will always be there for you. Oh, how I love you so much. Even when you're gone, even when you love me no more, I don't care. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling, there will always
still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The government of Indonesia will distribute the 2023 palm oil profit sharing DBH of 3.4 trillion rupiah in two phases, namely 50% in May and another 50% in October for 350 regions. The distribution of the profit sharing is for the construction and maintenance of road infrastructure and other strategic activities soon to be regulated in a Minister of Finance regulation. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati in a working meeting with House of Representatives Commission 11 in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the government will distribute palm oil DBH, so the draft government regulation is expected to be completed after consulting with Commission 11. The 350 regions to receive this year's palm oil profit sharing are producing regions, neighbors of producing regions, and producing regional provinces, including four new autonomous regions in Papua. The source of funds are export tax and palm oil export duties. The share of profit is regulated at a minimum of 4% and can be adjusted by taking into account the state's financial capacity. For the distribution, provinces will receive 20% of the fund, producing districts or cities 60%, and border district or cities 20%. With profit sharing of at least 4%, the proportion of provinces is 0.8%, producing district cities 2.4%, and neighboring district cities 0.8%. Since the amount and price of export tax and export duties are very dependent on prices and tariffs, Sri Mulyani proposed implementing a minimum limit for the allocation of profit sharing per region for the 2023 fiscal year. Each region will receive at least 1 billion rupiah. According to Sri Mulyani, in 2022, there will be no realization of export tax and duties in a few months, so there is no source of funds for the profit sharing. Sri Mulyani also explained that there are two bases for calculating allocations per area, namely the area of land and the level of land productivity, as well as changes in poverty rates and regional action plans for sustainable palm oil.
Ini tak lelahkan hatiku, rasa ini tak pernah padamkan rinduku. Namun sebaliknya, rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku, karena kesatu untukku.
Mata hatimu mengarah. Jadi jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me,
you're the one for me,
still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Al-Hakim Mosque in Padang. In this holy month of Ramadan, we invite you to a religious trip to Padang, West Sumatra. There is a mosque that is quite unique because it resembles the Taj Mahal, namely the Al-Hikam Mosque, which is located in Kampung Olo, Nanggalo district, right on the beach in Padang City. This mosque is always crowded with visitors every day, both those who want to perform prayers and visitors who just want to visit to enjoy the beauty of the mosque. If you visit the Al-Hikam Mosque, you can also enjoy views of the beach from every angle. Listener, the architecture of the Al-Hakim Mosque in Padang is inspired by the Taj Mahal in India. The mosque building is wide and it has 5 domes and 4 minarets. The white color of the Al-Hakim Padang Mosque is combined with golden yellow ornaments in various corners of the mosque so that it adds to its grandeur. Meanwhile, there are calligraphic ornaments on the dome and windows of the mosque. The unique attraction of the Al-Hakim Padang Mosque is its location on the edge of Padang Beach. The combination of the magnificent architecture of the Taj Mahal style and the panoramic view of the beach makes this mosque one of the most beautiful onsen Minang land. Listener, the location of the mosque, which was inaugurated in 2000, is also quite strategic. It takes about 30 minutes to reach the mosque from Minangkabau International Airport by land transportation. Apart from its strategic location, the Al-Hakim Mosque is also close to other iconic tourism attractions such as the Aditya Warman Museum. This museum is a cultural one of West Sumatra. It is also close to the destination of the old city of Padang, the Siti Nurbaya Bridge, Mount Padang, and many others. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you.
lambat. Seringkali aku terbawa suasana. Pertunjukan sifat seorang manusia. Andai waktu bisa terulang, ku kan mencoba.
Still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today has a topic: UGM students win the 2023 Asia Pacific Business Competition. Listeners, the Gamma team from the Gajah Mada University Faculty of Economics and Business won first place in the Institute of Management Accountant or IMA Student Asia-Pac Case Competition 2023 held in March 2023. One of the team members, Azahra Aulia Hasibuan, explained that it was an honor to be first place in the 2023 IMA Asia-Pac Student Case Competition. She also noted that the 2023 IMA Asia-Pac Student Case Competition was a competition organized by IMA for students at the Asia-Pacific level.
The IMA Asia Pac Student Case Competition 2023 brings together students from universities across the Asia Pacific region to compete and demonstrate their skills in solving business problems in the real world. Apart from the Asia Pacific region, the IMA Asia Pac Student Case Competition was also held for students in five other regions, namely the USA, India, Europe, China, and the Middle East. At the IMA Asia Pac Student Case Competition 2023, the Gamma team consisted of five students from the Bachelor of Accounting program. They compete with other strong teams in Asia Pacific to analyze business cases about Kuna Pipi Gardens, transfer pricing in the service industry. They compete with other strong teams in Asia Pacific to analyze business cases about Kuna Pipi Gardens, transfer pricing in the service industry. Olia further pointed out that in the competition, its team was asked to make a PowerPoint and was selected to get the four best teams. After that, the four selected teams had to make a presentation through Zoom meetings. Participants had to analyze these complex business cases in groups and comprehensively and provide innovative solutions to overcome problems in existing cases. Its team had to demonstrate good analytical, critical thinking and problem-solving skills through the innovative solution offered. The three best teams in the final competition of the IMA Asia Pac Student Case Competition 2023 won prizes in the form of scholarships with a value of more than $2,000, Amazon coupons, and the opportunity to take part in the team membership program with IMA in their region. In addition, the Gamma team that won first place had the opportunity to take part in an exclusive session on preparation and career development with Dr. Josh Haniro, a senior director, Southeast Asia and Australasia IMA. That's Miss Seleni.
Sakitku, kegalauan.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Aceh entitled Jangan Keadu. The song narrates the worries of the younger generation of Aceh who are advised to always return to religious paths if they want to do something. Here is Suburdani with the regional song from Aceh entitled Jangan Keadu.
Sayang bila digata wahai boh hati malehan ade agam ngendara. Hey, ada dekat ublang mana
sedang pada tamat menetap dilarang. Isa berijang hai muda sedang hukum agama yang kepenawang.
Voice of Indonesia.
I know life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm bragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up and go. 'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I brag and put a show.
You could say I brag and put a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya, so shut up and go. 'Cause I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
Indonesia.
Even when
Every time I look into your eyes, I can feel the sun. My heart is bright just like your smile. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling, there will always be you. There will always be you. And every time I look into your eyes, I can feel the sun lights my heart just like yours.
Of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, Instagram, @voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.